This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I am Jeremy Lopez, and good day. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. I know here in Alabama, it's still a little cold, a little rainy. It's actually been raining the past couple of days, and I think the rain needs to stop. You know, but I think creation needs some rain right now, so I guess it can continue. So I hope the weather is good where you guys are all located. I know we have thousands of followers who follow the podcast, and I'm so honored that every day you guys decide to tune in and make the sacrifice to be with me today in this podcast. And I'm so glad and I'm honored by all of you guys supporting our ministry, supporting identitynetwork.net, you know, buying my books, my ebooks. I mean, people don't realize I actually write books, you know, because I enjoy doing it. I love educating the public, but I write books so people can purchase them so they can be educated on the things that God has given me. You know, there's so many downloads nowadays within side of prophets and within side of all of us, and I love to be able to distribute that type of revelation that I'm getting from on high to where people can be able to receive that and be able to fashion it to where they are in their life and what it looks like for them. So I'm always honored. So please always make sure you're supporting us if you can by, you know, not just tuning into our podcast, my Facebook Live on Mondays, you know, at 10 a.m. Central, but also, you know, purchasing my courses, purchasing our books and ebooks. You know, my books and ebooks range between $8 to $15, you know, and so it's not that much money a month when I put out those books. And plus, once again, you're getting some fresh revelation that I know will benefit you and really help you guys out. So today, I'm excited. I'm going to talk to you about wealth consciousness. Now, I'm going to give you some points today about wealth consciousness because I think a lot of times people really don't understand exactly what that looks like. You know, what is wealth consciousness? So I want to be able to bring some things that I think will help you all today. Now, the first thing I want to point out today is learn to understand that genuine wealth is a state of consciousness, and that when you are connected to the wealth conscious mentality, you're connected to God. Now think about that. When you're connected to wealth consciousness inside of your beingness, inside of your being, you're connecting to the oneness of God. You're connecting to God Himself. Why? Because God is abundance. Now I want you to think about this for a moment. God is the ultimate abundance. God has no lack. He's never had lack. There will never be lack in God's kingdom. God owns, the Bible says, you know, there's 1,000 cattle and 1,000 hills. I mean, God owns everything. There's nothing that was made without Him. I mean, the Bible says that, you know, all things are made by Him and for Him, and it's all for His pleasure. And so knowing that, we realize that if God is abundance, God just doesn't have abundance, God is the abundance. That when you begin to stay tuned to a wealth conscious mentality, what happens is you begin to be enlightened and awakened to the reality of God, because God is abundance. He's El Shaddai. He's, you know, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You know, there's so many other, you know, titles that God has that speak of abundance, that speak of what He is and other characteristics of who He is. And so when you see that, you realize that to get into state of awareness, of becoming that wealth conscious mentality, to realize that you can never have wealth on the outside anyway until you first establish it on the inside of you, until you first establish the fact that, you know, you are wealthy not by what you have in the natural materialistic world, but you're wealthy because you just are, because you're born that way. You know, you're born wealthy. You're born with a place of understanding, you know, the kingdom of God. And unfortunately, you have people that take it away from you, telling you how you'll never survive, you'll never make it, you're not educated enough, you're white, you're black, you're too skinny, you're too fat, you're too, you know, come on the wrong side of the tracks. I mean, there's always excuses of why we don't succeed. And the truth is, you know, that wealth consciousness comes from the mind of Christ. And I totally believe you're born with it. I totally believe. You know, people say, well, we're born into sin, you know, born into iniquity. First of all, let me explain this to you. That's what David said, because David actually was born into iniquity. If you study his family history, you'll understand what that means. Doesn't mean you are. Hello? Just because it speaks of David's life doesn't mean it's actually written for you either. It's not. You were born with a wealthy mentality. You come, you descend from the kingdom. You descend from the womb of God. The Bible even says that we descend from the womb of the dawning of the new day, the womb of the morning. That's what the Bible says, that we actually descend from the womb of the morning. And understanding that reality, that means we have packed full in us that wealth consciousness, that mentality of what we really are. Unfortunately, we're born into a world of negativity where people try to take the wealth away from you. They try to steal the treasure in your earthen vessel away from you. And when Christ comes, He awakens that in you. The Bible says, "To awakest thou who sleeps and slumbers." There's an awakening that takes place in you when you understand that. And today you can have that great, great fresh awakening by realizing, getting deep into yourself and understanding that you have the power of God working in you, and that your mind can produce a manifestation in the natural that can be abundant, that can be prosperous, that can be unlimited, that can be unending. But you have the final say-so. You have the final say-so of how your life is going to be when it deals with abundance. You might say, "Well, God has the final say-so of my life." You're right, He does. But guess who has the final say-so of this world, of what goes on in this world? You do. Why is that? Because you know what? God's favor's upon you, God's promotion's upon you, God's blessings are upon you, but you have to have a consciousness that is in a state of awareness of either prosperity or to sleep in the light that deals with poverty. And the choice is up to you. You choose this day, the Bible says, in whom you will serve, which means you choose this day as far as who you're going to lean your power towards, what you're giving your power to. And so people are poor and people are struggling, not because we want to cast them down and say, "Well, it's your fault. But the truth is, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. When you begin to realize life is not a struggle. How many people have I've spoken with in life coaching sessions who told me repeatedly, "You know, I'm a survivor. You know, I got to survive." And I said, "Well, how long do you want to survive? I mean, don't you ever want to move into the place of thriving? Living in that thriving hood mentality, where you understand that, you know, you're creating an atmosphere where you're always on the edge of something by survival mode. I am not a survivor. I'm a thriver. I know there's abundance inside of me to produce. I know there's wealth consciousness inside of me, that I have amazing abilities of wisdom, amazing ability of knowledge. Why? Because I study hard. I know what's in me, and when I read books and I begin to study, people ask me, "What do you do? For your education?" I said, "I read a book or two a month." I mean, you know, when people look at me and say, "I'm struggling, I'm barely surviving, I can't make it," I always say, "How many books are you reading?" "Oh, I don't have time to read books." "Well, that's why you're struggling. I don't listen to motivational speakers." "Well, that's why you're struggling. You know, I don't have time. If you can't make time for yourself, you don't respect yourself. Hello. If you don't make time for yourself to educate yourself, you are telling yourself you don't even care for you, that you love outward expression of survival mode more than you love the eternal being of who you are. Because until you learn to invest in yourself, you will never have nor you'll accomplish anything on this planet, because you are destined to thrive. You're destined to have abundance. You are destined to be the person God created you to be on this planet. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, are we talking about you're going to be loaded, filthy, rich, millions of dollars? Not necessarily. That does not always guarantee you to be wealthy. Wealth means you have abundance in every area, not lacking in anything, the Bible says. And that means you have to begin to understand that when you begin to look at your life and understand that, you know what, you can have extra, you can have an overflow easily in money. You can easily have an overflow in a job situation. You can easily have an overflow in whatever. Think of it this way. For example, this is a pretty good analogy for you guys. If someone wants to be an attorney, what do? They don't beg and plead God. They go through law school. There's a chain of command on planet Earth. There's a chain of command where you actually go through law school. And when you do, then you're qualified, once you pass the bar, to become an attorney. And so guess what? They become attorneys that way. And so when you look at that, you realize you know naturally what you need to become something. But yet spiritually, many of you don't even understand, you know, or realize the fact that you've still got to do something in order to become that. And your doing part is, first of all, awakening to what you are, awakening to who you are, awakening to what you have. And what you have is abundance in all things living inside of you. And when you grab a hold of that wealth consciousness, that's your first step. to enlightenment, to the place we understand, wow, you know what, Christ is doing something in me, and I'm going to stay on this path. Because you begin to draw into your world the very thing that you think you are. Whatever I think I am, I'll become that. If you're eating, if you're living out of a car in Hollywood, and you drove to Hollywood to become an actor and actress, and you're starving, you know, like maybe like a starving artist, they say, you know, in the painting world, you know, the picture world, you know, and you're eating crumbs, you know, in a car. The more you keep on trying out for American Idol, America's Got Talent, you know, whatever the show is, putting your things in, you know, out there for talents to begin to you know, getting an agent, whatever it is. The more you keep on and keep on, the more you seek, you're gonna find. And eventually you're going to have what you wanted. You're eventually going to have that. And it might come in a different form than what you thought. You might end up doing commercials more than movies. You might end up doing a soap opera more than getting into movies. You might end up doing, you know, a series on Netflix more than you thought about getting into, let's say, a talk show or whatever. But the truth is, you're going to get into the industry, and God's going to see fit to turn out the and to formulate it from the clay, you know, of what it should look like for you, but eventually you're going to succeed. And so you have to begin to realize that when you know what God has for you, and you begin to go that direction, and even when you do not know, here's a key thing people don't know, even when you do not know what you need and what you want in life, even when you don't have a clue, you still put action to your life. There is more people on planet Earth who say, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, so I don't do anything. And I'm like, well, you're never going to accomplish anything. How on earth are you going to think you're going to discover your destiny by not doing anything? What do you expect me to do, Jeremy? You try. You try this, you try that, you try this, you try that. You try reading books every day. You know, you try to listen to motivational speakers. You try out for shows. You try out for new jobs. Trying is an extremely powerful word. And the less action you do, the less life you're going to live. That's just bottom line. The less action you put to your life, the less life you're going to live. And so people always say, well, I'm scared, I'm going to get out of God's will. Do you really think God's looking at you saying, don't do anything, don't move, don't be productive, just don't even make a butt, don't even budge, and just maybe I'll just drop it into your lap one day? You really think you serve that kind of God? No. The God you serve says, get off your lazy rear end and try. Get off your lazy rear end and do something. You know why? Because if those who ask, they're going to find. Those who seek, those who knock, they're going to discover. That door's going to be open for them. But for those of you who don't, who's non-productive, waiting on God, you're never going to be anything. You're never going to amount to anything. I don't mean that disrespectful. I'm just telling you like it is as far as Scripture goes. And Scripture makes it very plain about action. Faith without works, you know, is dead. There's more action in the Scriptures. You know, get up, you know, Elijah, and go to Zarephath. You know, Abraham, the father of many nations, now go. There's more action in the Scriptures where God commands you to get up and do something. And you know what? How you discover? You know how you bring the great discovery of your destiny into alignment in your life? By trying different things, reading different things. Why? Because why do we read? We read because hopefully something, which it will be, because faith, hope, and love is there, resonant with us. And the more we read, it begins to trigger. Reading books that are healthy for you triggers things in your mind of ideas. Think about that. Everything you read, everything you do, every lecture you listen to, every preacher you listen to, every, you know, motivational speaker, every rich person you listen to, every bit of them, every one of that, all that stuff will eventually trigger something in you to say, I've got an idea. I could do it this way. I could do that. Or maybe I could. That sort of brings me back to this point. See, trying is powerful. But you've got to begin to, first of all, understand the wealth consciousness in which you have and what you are. And when you understand what you are, then you begin to move on out of that. Because when you discover who you are, there's no stopping you. People without action are people who don't know who they are. That's just bottom line. People without action do not have a clue who they are. People that know who they are, you can't keep them still 5 seconds. Now, second of all, you want to be able to realize the realization of consciousness of wealth is already in the contract of God with us. In other words, the contract with God is that you already are these things. You already have these things. And so when you begin to move into a place of, I don't read, I don't study, I'll never have money, no matter if you just claim it every day of your life, but don't believe that you have it already in your heart, then you're breaking the contract of God inside of you. And which means you're literally, you know, just sort of moving into an anti-Christ mentality, and you're still going to attract all the negative and bad things. And the more you attract bad things, they're going to continue to affirm, you know, and agree with your mindset that you'll never amount to anything, and you're struggling, and you'll never be anything, or, you know, or you're always going to be doing this because you come on the wrong side of the tracks or whatever. So just remember, a lot of times when things happen in our lives, a lot of times it's not even God. It's just basically the boomerang effect of law of attraction. It's a boomeranging effect of what you continuously put out there. So people say, I don't understand why I keep on getting this and this and this. I'm praying because prayer is powerful, but action with prayer is even more powerful. When you pray something, you're praying it, God, do this, God, send me that. And if God gave you the revelation of that, then God is usually going to give you the action behind the revelation to do it. In other words, put it this way. If you have five people sitting in a room, and all of a sudden one person says, you know, man, we need to start praying because I'm getting very hungry. We got to pray for God brings food to us. And all five of them are like, oh man, I agree with you. Let's all pray. Father, in Jesus' name, bring us food. Oh, you know, we're buying devils. We do all this other, you know, hocus pocus stuff, and food's going to come. Bring us food, God. Well, first of all, the person who had the revelation that they're hungry, that needed to pray, you should have not exhausted your energy in prayer. You should have exhausted, or not exhausted, but you should have taken your energy and applying your prayer by putting action to it and saying, I got a great idea. I'm going to change the way I'm thinking around. I'm getting hungry. Are you guys getting hungry? Let me go and buy us all food. Are you with me? And you might think, well, that doesn't sound too spiritual. Well, let me ask you a question. Is it spiritual to pray about something you know God has already given you the feet and the legs and the mind of Christ to move into to do? Come on. Or is it more spiritual to actually move out with action in the spirituality that you know God's given you the revelation to begin to bring the accomplishment to where the kingdom of God finally makes it to earth and thy will shall be done? Are you with me? And that's a key thing. You've got to begin to really realize, folks, over and over again, God is the maker of things, but so are you. God finishes things, but so do you. In other words, when you come to the place in your life where you mimic God, and you think like God, and you become pretty much like God on planet Earth, then you'll begin to have what God has, abundance. Because God is abundance. God can never manifest something He's not in the sense of, well, God can do anything He wants to, but God manifests what He is because God is everything. So therefore, God has the ability to manifest everything because God is everything. Are you with me? And so the third thing I want you to understand is recognize the abundance of life is for distribution. Wealth consciousness, the wealthy lifestyle of consciousness, is beckoning you to come up higher. Like John the Revelator, beckoning you to come up higher. And that means come up higher and understand what this does to you and what it's meant to do in God's kingdom. And that is the power to distribute, the power to give away. Wealth consciousness, true wealth consciousness in God's kingdom, is truly given to you by the kingdom, awakened in you for the power to distribute. And when your heart yearns and longs to give to people, then God's going to supply you the seed. Let me explain this to you. God says in the Word of God, it says, God gives seed to the sower. And what that means is you've got to be a sower in order for God to give you seed. If you're not a sower, you're not qualified, and God will not give you seed. Because God only gives seed to the sower. So my question to you today is, are you qualified? Are you titled? Not entitled, but are you titled a sower? Because if you're not, God's not going to give you seed. You might say, well, I don't understand that. Bring it to practical terms. Okay, if you're young, you're a young teenager, you're trying to establish credit, and you try to go to apply for credit cards, and they say, I'm sorry, we can't give you a credit card until you have established credit. And then you look at them and you say, okay, I'm a little confused here. Well, how am I supposed to get credit established if you're not going to help me by giving me a credit card? And so you look at that and you think, it makes no sense, does it not? I need credit, and everyone I apply for credit, they won't give me credit because I don't have credit. And then you're thinking, okay, that's a tongue twister for yourself. But guess what you do? You keep on trying. And then you start off in the small things to begin to maybe slowly tap into that credit, agent of your life. And then you slowly begin to build it through smaller means, right? Until eventually those smaller means become bigger things, which sounds just like the Bible when it says, be faithful in the small things, and God will make you faithful and rule over many things. And then those small things begin to grow. Before long, you can ask for a loan for home. Oh, sure, you have established credit. Yeah, absolutely, you do. Well, let's go ahead and give you that loan, line of credit. Let's go ahead and get you that line for a mortgage for you to have for this new home. And then you've established it. That means because you've solely worked yourself into the title of having good credit. And so God gives seed to the sower. So no matter how many times you beg and plead, God, why won't you do this for me? God's like, because you're not a sower. So I can't give seed to a person that doesn't have the title of sower. And so you work your way up the ladder, folks. You awaken to what a sower does and how a sower lives. Listen to me. When you awaken in consciousness to understand what a sower does and how a sower lives and what a sower does as far as distribution, then before long you're going to be metamorphosized and be called a title, the title of sower, and God then is going to be able to say, there you go, now I'm authorized to give you seed because you're now a sower. Kingdom of God is not that difficult, folks. You can't expect God to give you something unless you understand the power to distribute. You can't expect God to bless you unless you understand that God is a God of giving. And he's a God of sowing and reaping. And we see it through every religion, from sowing and reaping to universal, to karma, to whatever you want to call it, boomerang effect, whatever you want to call it. But the truth is, there's always a give and take in creation. So above, so below. Everything is dealing with giving and sowing. Everything in the kingdom is dealing with that. And so you have to understand that if the universe is flowing into that constant vibration of sowing and reaping, giving and taking, as long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time and harvest. If you know the universe is operating by that effect, then wouldn't it make sense to get into the effect of the universe? Wouldn't it make sense to get into the flow of how things are and how things function? Wouldn't it make sense? And yet so many people are trying to function outside of the flow or the effect of the universe or it's the main principle of the universe in which it flows through, and yet they want to go bypass that and do it a different way, and they struggle the rest of their life. Well, that's why you're struggling. You're not in the flow. Get in the flow of the universe. Get in the flow of how the universe functions and flows, but have how God has established and initiated the universe to flow, and then you'll have the abundance you need. But you have to establish the wealth consciousness is understanding. When science says, for example, that we're made of stardust, I firmly believe that. I don't have an issue with that one bit, because we can calculate how things are one in the universe. We can calculate that. We can look at quantum physics and see a little bit of the oneness of how things vibrate the same tone and yet be thousands and thousands of light years away from each other. We can see this kind of stuff. So it's not a surprise. It's not New Age. It's just amazing wonders of God of how He created everything. And so when you understand that principle, you realize that maybe there are principles in which this universe is governed on and by. And if that's the case, why don't I join into the flow of the universe and see and let it where it takes me? Because if I flow in the principle of how things operate and how things function and flow in creation, then wouldn't it make sense for me to be in that flow of abundance to receive it the same way the universe does? And therefore you understand that the wealth consciousness is inside of you. It's the same wealth consciousness of the mind. It's called the mind of Christ. It's the same thing that was in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to become equal with God. I didn't say that. Philippians did. Let me say it again. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ, to think it not robbery to be called equal with God. Folks, you're equal. There's a quality with you and God. Now, that doesn't mean you're sovereign like God. It doesn't mean that you are supreme like God. But it means you're equal in the sense of having that power that you can manifest like God does, because He wills that to you, because He loves you so much. When you understand that, wealth consciousness will not be an issue for you. And you'll manifest and you'll have the abundance that God desires for you to have in all things. No matter what it looks like. Just don't get your mind hooked on the natural materialistic part of it to say, I'm going to become a multi-billionaire. No, start off with something small. Maybe it's not your lifestyle to be a multi-billionaire. And my question will be this. Why do you need, if your mind automatically goes to the billions, then there's something wrong with your mindset. Because everything is line upon line, precept on precept. Everything starts off with small steps, and you build it up. And then you realize once it's built up into a true wealth consciousness, you won't confess $1 billion. You'll confess abundance. Abundance is outside of numerology. Hello. Abundance doesn't calculate numerology. Abundance doesn't calculate, you know, what the world determines to be a lot. Abundance of God's kingdom doesn't hold numbers, folks. Because you are associating wealth with the word billions or billionaire or millionaire, and yet God's like, you know what? You're still earthly thinking. You are still in your earthly mind. And so therefore, you know what? You still don't have a wealth conscious mentality. When you get a wealth conscious mentality, you go beyond numerology. You go beyond the thinking of this world of what they consider to be a lot of money or a big home or a big car or a big this, whatever. When you get out of materialistic goods and of thinking, then you'll get into wealth consciousness, and the manifestation is going to look a lot different for you. And it's truly going to be a kingdom manifestation, and you're never going to suffer. You'll have the abundance you need in all things because you understand that you don't look at the numbers of this world. You look at the kingdom's unlimitedness, and however that mass wants to form itself to bring forth abundance, and how abundance is going to look to you in your life, then you're on the right path of wealth accumulation. So folks, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. I want to encourage all of you, if what I said today really intrigues you, and for lack of better words, really turned you on, you really want to know more about this, and you're like, oh my God, this is really good, then you know what? You desperately, all of you, need to go through my School of Financial Perception and Mental Economics. Every bit of this and so much more, a lot deeper, is found in my course, School of Financial Perception and Mental Economics. You can go to it by going to my website, identitynetwork.net. On there, you'll see the word schools and courses. If you highlight over the word schools, a drop-down menu will appear. That drop-down menu will automatically have all my schools on there. Just scroll down until you find the word School of Financial. Click on that button, School of Financial. You can order the entire course, which has all these teachings and an ebook with it. You can download it to your computer instantly. Or you can order the hard copy course and have it shipped to you in the mail. But I'm telling you guys, listen to me. I do not preach by faith. I realized one thing years ago. I am not a preacher that preaches on stuff by faith, because if it has not manifested in my life, what makes me think it's going to manifest in your world? In other words, how am I authorized to speak on a subject that I've never experienced, in the sense of watching God's word work for me? If I'm broke and poor and have nothing to my name, and I'm sitting here preaching about God wants us to be prosperous, then you know, let's say naturally, let's just say money-wise, even though that's not my biggest thing, but let's just say money-wise, if it is. Then let me ask you a question. Why are you listening to me when I can't prove manifestation? Why are you listening to me when I can't prove and have it materialized in my world? No. When your faith makes you whole, and that means you live it out through your experience of the principles, the revelations God's given you, then it makes you authorized to preach on that subject. That's what I believe, and that's what I stand with. And so, yes, wealth accumulation is part of my lifestyle. Yes, I have abundance in all things. Yes, I prosper, and being healthy of my soul prospers. And I live a lifestyle of that. Anyone that knows me knows, you know, I have no problems with paying my bills. I have no problems with giving, dropping money in people's hands all day long, because I do. And so I'm living out this revelation, folks. I know what I'm talking about. I know this by experience. People that know me personally understand that I live this. They can see what I live in to know it's true. So I want to help you more than anything in this life. And my course does not include you giving me money. My course does not include in, I tell you what, send me $1,000, brother, and I'll send you a prayer cloth. I don't believe in that. And it might work for some people, but I don't believe in that. I believe in educating you to where it works for you and how it should look for you and your life. That has nothing to do with me. You don't have to give me a penny outside of that course, because that's not going to help you get rich or anything in abundance, and whatever abundance looks like for you soulishly or naturally or spiritually. I'm here to help you out to understand what I've learned in my life, because if it works for me, it works for you, of how it should work in your life. So please go today to Identity Network, download the course School of Financial Perception and Mental Economics, or order the hard copy, or call my customer service. We will be more than happy to talk to you and say sure, and take your address and your payment and send you the course. And the number at the office is 205-362-7135. 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. And when you call the office, say, I want to order School of Financial Perception and Mental Economics. And just tell them you want the digital or the hard copy. All right? They'll set it up for you. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much. And as always, go today and manifest what you need to create in your world today. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.